Stelling poll, woman claims Aussie COVID camp held her for 14 days despite negative tests. By James Stelling poll on December 5, 2021. A young Australian woman has claimed in a video interview that she was forcibly detained for 2 weeks in a COVID internment camp, despite not having the virus. Hayley Hodgson, 26, said she was seized by the authorities in Australia's Northern Territory and forced to spend 14 days in the region's notorious Howard Springs camp after a friend of hers tested positive. Police reportedly identified her via her scooter number plate as a close contact and sent her to the camp. Ms. Hodgson said that, though she was tested 3 times during her internment, the tests came up negative every time. She believes that her sentence at Howard Springs was a punishment for having lied to investigators. Initially, when they asked whether she had done a COVID test, she said she had when in fact she hadn't. As she told Unheard, who say they have verified her story with documentation, this led to an extraordinary chain of events. So then the police officers blocked my driveway, she says. I walked out and I said, "What's going on? Are you guys testing me for COVID? What's happening?" They said, "No, you're getting taken away. And you have no choice. You're going to Howard Springs. You either come with us now, and we'll put you in the back of the divvy van. Or you can have a choice to get a COVID cab." I just said, "I don't consent to this. I don't understand why I can't just self-isolate at home, like a lot of other people are doing." And they just said, "We've just been told from higher up where to take you. And that's all that there is." She says she was ordered to pack her bag and told she would be released once she had tested negative. Instead, she was held for 14 days in a cramped cabin with a balcony and treated like a prisoner. "You feel like you're in prison. You feel like you've done something wrong, it's inhumane what they're doing. You are so small, they just overpower you. And you're literally nothing. It's like you do what we say, or you're in trouble, we'll lock you up for longer." Yeah, they were even threatening me that if I was to do this again, we will extend your time in here. The Northern Territory has now eclipsed even the state of Victoria as the most COVID-fascistic region of Australia. Last week, Breitbart News reported how the Australian Army was putting coronavirus close contacts into quarantine camps under the orders of the region's tinpot dictator Michael Gunner. As we reported, Chief Minister Michael Gunner was a hitherto unknown figure outside Australia's Northern Territory. Population 246,500. Where the total number of COVID deaths to date is zero. And where you may be more likely to die by being eaten by one of the estimated 100,000 saltwater crocodiles infesting its rivers and waterholes, 37 deaths in the past decade. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.